Hey everybody, welcome to the Soul Food Priest podcast with Father Ben. It's great to have you. You know, a lot of people don't know who we have to thank for barbecue in the South. And as many of you know, barbecue is really kind of a Southern, fact and treasure. We just don't see in the Northern states this passion for barbecue. But a lot of people don't really know, okay, how do we get barbecue? They have, for instance, in Mexico and South America and Central America, barbacoa and variations therein. Even in the Old Testament, we hear about the priest offering sacrifice and taking certain cuts of meat. And so this goes back like literally thousands of years. And yet in the United States, there's something unique because the group of people that get zero credit for this that we have to thank for is the African slaves that were brought to this country. The blacks in the South perfected barbecue. And really, we owe them a huge debt of gratitude. If you're a barbecue fan, I have to confess, I know it's heretical, but growing up in Memphis, I'm not a massive barbecue fan. I can barely say that out loud or they'll blow up my car. The truth is we can really thank the slaves for this. Why? Because the slaves were the ones that prepared the food and they did it low and slow. There's four main types of barbecue. Memphis, here in Memphis, we have Memphis ribs. We have the wet and the dry. Then there's North Carolina. If you're not familiar with the barbecue in North Carolina, it tends to be like whole hog. So they cook the entire thing, including the skin. The skin is very, very important. And a lot of people forget about that, the cracklin. And they usually chop it up and mix that with the barbecue. And Texas, and many of you know that they have what they call the brisket, beef brisket. And they usually only season it with salt, pepper, nothing else. For instance, at Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Aaron Franklin has a fantastic place there. And then, of course, in Kansas City, they have they do a lot of different types of barbecue there, like barbecue chicken. And they actually chop up the charred ends of the barbecue, what they call the bark. And they chop that into the barbecue itself. And the bark is awesome. A little bitter, a little sweet, kind of mixed together. And then they make their own sauce. They add sauce to everything there. For instance, at Arthur Bryant's in Kansas City. And they usually make their own sauce with molasses and slow-cooked tomatoes. So we really owe a debt of gratitude to the slaves in the South for having perfected barbecue. And the cool thing is, years ago, it's hard for us to imagine this, that barbecue and this process of cooking and eating barbecue was like one of the only times that blacks and whites would come together. And so in some ways, it did a lot for race relations, believe it or not. And so we see the same thing now, right? If you have a barbecue, boy, people come out of the woodworks. What are you making, man? Hey, can I have some of that? Can I taste it? So what's the lesson for us? Here's the lesson, is that, you know, for each one of us, it's good for us to remember a basic fact, is that cooking has always been a community event. We need community. And we talk a lot about this on the podcast, but we are, according to Catholic teaching, human beings are communal by nature, you know, in our very origins. God made Eve from the side of Adam, which, by the way, is not a fairy tale. Okay, this is not some metaphorical fairy tale. We actually believe this. Okay, and so we are communal by nature. We even see this in nature, don't we? That in every single species, they have come to understand that there is greater survival when they work together and stick together. Whether it's fish, whether it's monkeys, antelope, whatever it is, they do better when they stick together. And it's the same with us. Even introverts need other people. And contrary to what they may prefer, there are times that we each need other people to be healthy. Or as my mom said, and I definitely agree with her, when people isolate, they just become weird. They become neurotic. And so we become erratic and neurotic. And so for each one of us, it's good to remember, look, we need other people. By the way, that's real people. That's not social media people. We need authentic community, eyeball-to-eyeball encounters with other people in order to be happy and healthy. Don't forget to put soul in your food and give food to your soul. God bless you.